and minister in this pulpit is a privilege, and I appreciate that, Pastor Worth, for the invitation, the kindness shown to my family and I. And we just want to be a blessing. We want to be used by the Holy Ghost. Amen, to encourage the church to reach out to the lost. Amen. And that's what we're going to endeavor to do tonight, to obey the Holy Ghost. I feel a burden on my heart tonight to try to reach out to somebody in this house. Amen. Luke chapter 15, verse number 1. Then drew near unto him, unto Jesus, all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured. The religious folks were talking under their breath, complaining, griping, saying, "This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." And he spake this parable unto them, saying, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends, his neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends, her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." Amen. A very short verse, Luke 19:10. "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Amen. Praise God. I want to do my best tonight to reach to somebody tonight with the gospel. Hallelujah. And I want to preach this tonight as long as there's one lost. One. As long as there's one lost. Amen. Can we ask God to help us over the next few moments? Lord, we need you right now. God, without you, we can do nothing. Understand my frailty here tonight. Understand, oh God, that I am but flesh. Would you help me? Would you anoint me right now? Oh God, would you have your way? Lord, in the next few moments of time, let the Holy Ghost minister in this house. Oh, God, help us to understand what really is on your mind tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have your way in this place, God. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We give you glory. Your will be done, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord bless you. You can be seated. Man, I have never, for any lengthy period of time anyway, ever lost, amen, one of our children. I understand enough about that kind of situation to realize that it is a very, very frightening scenario when one loses a child. I have read enough about people that have lost children and did not know where they were. And it can happen so easily in in about any situation. Have read enough of people that have lost children in on different scenarios, different situations. People have lost their children in the woods, and a little child has wandered off, and people have lost their children in big cities, in big malls, and places like that. You can turn your back for a moment, and I remember in the little town I grew up in, getting lost in the TGNY. Anybody know what a TGNY is today? Amen. And I'll never forget panic and running. I believe I got lost in the it wasn't the Walmart Supercenter either, before Supercenters. Amen. But the little Walmart store, just all you got to do is turn a corner, or a child get interested in a toy, and parents walk around the corner and they look up and that's it. Panic sets in, and instead of staying in one place, and you begin to run and scared, and you can get lost that fast. And so I know enough about that and just the fear for just a few moments of time. But, man, when someone really loses a loved one, man, a child, a friend, a family member, it's not something that they just take in stride. And that they just say, oh, okay, they're lost, no big deal, we'll find them. There is something that immediately happens when it is really realized that they're lost. They're not here, they're nowhere in the vicinity, we don't know where they are. Amen. Emotions begin to kick in, and that thing called adrenaline begins pumping through your body. And, amen, that is the only thing that matters. The only thing. Everything else goes out the door, out the window, whatever phrase you want to use. Everything else goes on the back burner. Nothing else matters. What we were doing no longer matters. What I've got on the schedule for tomorrow no longer matters. The job can wait. Whatever we had planned for tonight can wait. Right now, the only thing that matters is finding this lost friend, this lost child, this lost loved one. Amen. That's the only thing that matters. I've read of people even in just recent years camping out at the place where they were lost. While they knew, even in some terrible situations, I read about a couple of men that were lost on a lake in a boating accident, in a duck or goose hunting accident, and they began to look for them and try to find them, and days drug on, but the family members stayed right there at the lake, and didn't get much sleep, and you know, things like sleeping and eating and all of those necessary things doesn't matter very much when there's somebody that's lost that you care about. I kept up a little bit recently, a few months or a year or so ago, about a woman that was lost. I believe it was in Hawaii. And the searchers gave up and quit looking, but family members and friends, amen, kept looking, and they finally found her, and she was alive after days and days and days, because somebody said, amen, she might not mean that much to you because you're not a relative, you're not a close friend, you're just a searcher, but we're going to keep looking, we're going to keep searching because she's out there somewhere, and we're not going to quit until we find her. Amen. Praise God. And so, amen, it does something to that individual that's looking. It does something to the one that has lost someone. Amen. Action immediately takes place, and family members spread out. I remember, amen, my baby brother, he's six years younger than me, and he was probably 2 years old, somewhere around in there. And we had moved out into the country. And we hadn't lived there very long. We lived on 10 acres, and it was raw land. It was undeveloped, and we had started clearing it and set up a home place there. And we was at the dead end of a road. Our landlord that we were buying the property from was our closest neighbor at the time. He wasn't too far, but he was up the road a piece. And my mom would exercise walk, power walk, and she would walk down the dirt road to the paved road. And then we had a huge hill that was very steep and real long, and then some more hills. She would walk all the way down that, all the way to the highway, walk back. It was a pretty good piece, but that was a dangerous hill, and it was fun to sled down in the winter. But it was dangerous. Amen, because it was so steep, and you wouldn't know somebody was coming until you got right to the crest of the hill. And oftentimes people were over a little too far, and you would have to, at the last minute, to pass each other. It was that's how steep it was. And my dad was taking a nap, I believe. I don't remember what the rest of us were doing, but all of a sudden somebody said, "Where's Jesse at?" And we said, "We don't know." And we started looking. He wasn't anywhere in the house. And he wasn't anywhere in the immediate vicinity around the house. And we had big bluffs down the back of our property there. We called them coyote dens. There was little cave-like places and boulders. Anywhere he could have been, anywhere he could have went. And hundreds of acres on the north of us. And just no telling what could have. And we got scared. I remember that fear as probably an eight-year-old boy. I just remember that fear and running and screaming his name. And we spread out over our property and began to run and scream his name and holler and look. And my dad run up to the landlord and told him. And I haven't seen him. And he had a little boy about his age just maybe a little bit older. But and he come back, and we're searching, frantically looking. And then here in a little bit, here came our landlord in his car driving down the road, and he had him with him. And he said, I looked toward the blacktop road, which was a pretty good ways. And he said, "I seen this little blonde head walking," just all I could see, just going back and forth. And he was walking at the very crest of that hill, walking back and forth across that road. He had followed my mother all the way, probably a quarter of a mile or so. And it was like he was trying to decide, do I walk down there or not? And any moment, a car could have came over, and that would have been it. We had no clue. Just a few moments, and it happened. Just a few moments of not watching him, and there he was. He was gone. He wandered off a long ways before we realized what had happened. But he made it back safe because somebody went looking for him. Praise God. I'll never forget that fear. I'll never forget. Amen. I don't know what it was about him. He's not here to defend himself, so that's all right. I don't know what it was about him, but I think we're in Oklahoma City in the mall, and that was big city for us. And we're in the mall, and he gets lost. What happened? We were all in a little store, and he stopped to look at something. Parents walked around the corner. He looks up, and they're gone. He runs out of the store into the mall. And frantically running. He's running, and he don't know where he's going, but he's just running, and we found him running. But the fear that you feel, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters, but we got to find him. We got to find him now. And the reason that is because every second counts. Every second that someone is lost is 1 second closer to destruction happening. Every minute that one is lost, you're 1 minute closer, amen, to something terrible taking place. Amen. Whether it's in the woods and the wild beasts coming out at night and attacking you, if you're in the mountains and the bears and mountain lions and all of that, or if you could fall off a cliff somewhere and no one could find you, or you're in a big city and a child is lost and there's predators in the city. Amen. Every second matters. The quicker you can find them, the better chance you're going to find them alive. That's just the way it goes. That's just the truth. Every second, amen, that someone is lost, amen, there's a greater chance they won't make it. There's a greater chance they're not going to find them alive. That's just the facts of the matter. And so, amen, it's important. It's imperative. We don't want to wait around. We don't want, well, let's just sit here in a day or two and see if they show back up. No, that doesn't even enter into a loved one's mind. But I'm going right now. I'm doing whatever. I'm spare no expense. Search parties are formed. And after a period of time, the authorities are called. And they come and they develop their own search parties. And if it's out, amen, if it's out in the country, if it's out in the mountains or the woods or whatever, they go on horseback and they go on ATVs and they get helicopters and planes involved and they just look, they comb the area, whatever they've got to do, they, amen, even get dogs involved trying to find them and
And they spare no expense, praise God, because there is no rest to a parent. There is no rest to a loved one as long as that one is lost, praise God. Nothing else matters. Everything else is put on hold. Amen. The only thing that is important is finding the lost one. That's all that matters. Put yourself there tonight. Put yourself there tonight. Amen. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Amen. Church is important, and it's imperative, and it's a must. If you're going to be saved, you're going to have to be a part of the bride of Christ. And Jesus, and the Word of God says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. But I'm going to tell you, if you had a lost loved one tonight, and you had lost them out there today somewhere, you wouldn't be here tonight. You'd be looking. You'd be searching, and rightly so, trying to find them, because that's so important. It's so much matter. If you love them, if you care about them, you'd be looking for them. Amen. Jesus tells us here in Luke chapter 15 how much, amen, the lost means to him. Praise God. Amen. He said, amen, you religious folks are murmuring and grumbling and talking about me hanging out with the sinner folks and the publicans. Let me tell you something. He said, if you had 99 or 100 sheep and you had lost one, who wouldn't leave the 99, amen, safe where they were and go searching for the one lost sheep? Oh, they all knew what he was talking about, because in his time and that land and their place, amen, there was a lot of shepherds, and a shepherd stayed with the sheep. They cared about their sheep. It wasn't just, this is my flock of sheep, and amen, it's not a big deal, but they cared about each one of them. They had them each named. They knew about them. They studied their sheep. They knew their characteristics, and amen, they knew the ones that tended to wander, and they knew the ones that stayed with the group, and they knew, amen, they knew them. He said, and you know, they slept, amen, with the sheep out there in the sheepfold a lot. They were going from pasture to pasture, place to place, feeding the sheep. And he said, you get to the fold at night, amen, and I don't think I'm adding to the Word of God here, but this was the process. They would count their sheep, they'd hold their rod, and the sheep would come under their rod, and they would count them. And they count them, and he said, they come up with 99. And they said, I'm tired, been a long day, we'll count them again. Run them back through, and they count, and there's 99. And then he realizes, I know which one it is. There's one missing. And he begins to think where all they've been that day. Where all could this sheep have gotten hung up or lost at? He remembers the canyons that they've walked along, the gullies along the way, the streams that they've maybe forded or come across. He begins to think about the valleys they went through and the hills they've climbed. And he just, I've got to go find them. People that don't understand that would say, what's the big deal? You have 99 here. It's just one. What's the big deal? It's just one. You probably got some pregnant ewes, and you'll have some more lambs in a few days. It's not a big deal losing one. But he said, no, one means so much to me. I know who it is. I know which one it is. I care too much about this one that I'm going to leave 99 of them here safely, and I'm going to go looking for the one. Just for the one. Praise God. Amen. The Bible said, Jesus speaking said, you're going to leave them there, and you're going to go searching if you care about the one sheep. If you care about that sheep, you're going to go looking. He said, amen. I can just picture in my mind, we sing songs about it, you hear about it, you've heard preaching about it. Amen. I know it's nothing new tonight what I'm preaching to you, but I'm reaching for somebody tonight. I feel in. It's incumbent upon me tonight to reach for somebody in this house tonight. Amen. The shepherd knows where you're at tonight, and he's looking. He's searching, amen, for the one that's lost. Amen. You know what? We could shout and dance and run the aisles here tonight. Amen. And that's all a part of it. And I'm all for it. And I believe in it. And I, amen. But oh, if there's one lost tonight, you know what's on Jesus' mind? Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can I just say it this way? Please don't take me wrong, but he don't feel like shouting right now. He don't feel like running and dancing right now and rejoicing right now because he's got one that's lost. And he's looking, he's searching. That's what's on his mind tonight. That's what's on his heart tonight. Oh, he's the good shepherd, and he can't. Can I just put him in a human, man, if I can just say it in a human way tonight. I know he's God and he's spirit. The only way that we can relate is in the human analogies. What's on his mind tonight is the lost. He can't sleep tonight because there's one lost. Hallelujah. He don't feel like rejoicing right now because there's one lost. Praise God. That's what's driving him. That's his passion. Oh, praise God. If I could say it this way, adrenaline's pumping tonight. Amen, because there's one lost, and he knows there's one lost, and he's looking for one lost. Amen, you know, we may have had a good day today, and we may not have had troubles today. I don't know, but amen, but I'm going to tell you, there's one lost. That's what's on the Lord's mind tonight. Now, we might have come to church tonight saying, you know what, I want a blessing, and I want this to happen, and I want that to happen, but can I tell you what's on Jesus' mind tonight? On Jesus' mind is the one that's lost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Whoa, I'm telling you, what's on his mind tonight is the one lost, and he's looking tonight. He's searching. He's on a mission tonight, looking for the one that's lost. People say, what's the big deal? You got a whole group of people that saved tonight. You got a whole group of people that has the Holy Ghost, been baptized in Jesus' name, repented of their sins, but he's looking for one more that hadn't repented, that hadn't been baptized, that hadn't received the Holy Ghost. Or maybe you have repented, maybe you have been baptized, but you don't have the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen, I'm going to tell you, you got to go all the way. You got to go all the way. Amen, I don't want to be mean tonight. Please, nobody. Amen. I don't want to come across as mean tonight. I'm reaching for somebody. I would not do my job if I didn't obey the Holy Ghost tonight and preach what I'm preaching. I'm reaching for somebody tonight. I'm trying to tell somebody that the Good Shepherd's looking for you. He's reaching for you. He's trying to find you. He's calling out your name tonight. He cares about you. Not so he can reprimand you. Not so he can make you feel bad. Not so he can call you crazy and what did you do that for? No, he's looking for you. He's looking for you. Amen. The scripture says the shepherd goes out searching and looking. He goes out looking until he don't stop till he finds it. He don't quit until he finds it. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. If it don't mean very much to you, you'll stop looking quickly. Well, praise God. If it don't mean much to you, if it doesn't have much attachment to you after just a little bit of time, and I've done that before with things, it's no big deal. I'll buy another one. I'm not going to waste my time keep on looking for it. But oh, not when it's something so important to the Lord as a soul, as a sheep that's lost. Oh, amen. Oh, he doesn't throw them away easy. He doesn't quit easy. He doesn't stop easy. But he's going to look and look and search until he knows that every day counts. Every moment counts. Can I just tell you right now, I'm just going to be as blunt as I can be. Amen, as nice as I can be, but as blunt as I can be. Every day that you live without the Holy Ghost, you're one day closer to eternity without God. Oh, Brother Brown cares about you tonight. That's why I'm preaching what I'm preaching. I feel like God put it on my heart. Hallelujah. Every day that you live without his spirit on the inside of you, you're one day closer to his return and not meeting him in the rapture when the trumpet sounds. He cares about you. I'm telling you, it's dangerous to live without the Holy Ghost. It's dangerous to live without being saved. It's dangerous to live without God living on the inside of you. It's a dangerous place you're in tonight if you don't have the Holy Ghost, if you're not saved. Yeah, I'm telling you, He's looking for you tonight. He sent a preacher to you tonight to preach to you one more time that you still got a chance tonight. He's looking for you. He's calling your name. He's searching for you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he's looking for you tonight. He wants to find you. Oh, hallelujah. The shepherd wants to find you tonight. The shepherd wants to find somebody tonight. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm just taking my time here right now, feeling after the Lord. I can just imagine the sheep that's lost, whether they're caught up in a briar patch or laying on its back somewhere, kicking its feet in the air. They tell me if a sheep gets rolled over on its back, he cannot roll himself back over. Can't do it on your own. Oh, we think we're something. Especially us men, we think we're self-sufficient, tough, and can handle anything. I'm going to tell you, there are places that you can get that you cannot get out of by yourself. You got to have somebody to help you. You got to have some help. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know if they fell in a ravine somewhere and got stuck, but the shepherd knows every minute counts. There's wolves out here. There's predators out here. And the sheep is defenseless. He can do nothing to save himself and protect himself if he don't have the shepherd. Well, hallelujah. My. We need the shepherd. We need the shepherd. We need the good shepherd, and we need our man of God. It's the shepherd. Oh, how you can't make it without the shepherd. Well, praise God. Praise God. I know people say I can make it on my own. I can do it. I can live for God. I can make it to heaven with it. Oh, you can't. You can't. You can't. I've seen too many try it. You can't make it, amen, without the shepherd. Praise God. And so he's coming. He's looking. I can just picture it in my mind. The sheep is laying there. And it's dark. It's in the middle of the night. He's been looking. He's been retracing their steps. Down the hill and through the valley and by the creek and up and around. And he's looking. Maybe he's got a lantern. I don't know. He's got some kind of light. But he's calling out the sheep's name, and he's listening for the bleeding of the sheep. And he's searching. He knows. He says, oh, amen, there's something. His heart's pounding. I've got to find this sheep. It's a race against the clock. It's a race against the clock. Amen, I've got to try to find it before something. Oh, hallelujah. Before a wolf finds him, before a lion finds him. I've got to find him. I'm telling you, amen. Oh, God help us. It's a race against the clock. Amen. The Lord's trying to find you, amen, before the enemy finds you first. The Lord's trying to find you before the enemy gets his claws into you, amen, and his teeth into you where there's nothing left. Oh, God, amen. I remember reading in the Old Testament about the shepherd that brings a piece of an ear, amen, and just little pieces of the sheep back, amen, to the owner of the sheep and say, this is all I could get out of it. He didn't get there in time. And the shepherd knows if I don't get there in time, it's going to be bad. It's not going to be good. And I care about this sheep. And him, oh, God, he's not thinking about the 99 back in the sheepfold, but he's just thinking about the one that's lost. I got to find him. Got to find him. That's how much he cares about the lost. That's how Jesus feels about the loss. Oh, he was telling those Pharisees, those scribes, those religious people, you go ahead and murmur. You go ahead and complain. You go ahead and talk about me, but this is why I came. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. This is why I came. He told his disciples, he said, the healthy don't need a doctor, but the sick need a doctor. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm going to the sick folks. That's why I'm going to the sinner folks. That's why I'm going to the lost folks. That's why I came. Oh, I didn't come so we could just have a good time and we could all just gather together and thank God for our salvation. Oh, that's good. We need to do that. But oh, no, 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 no. He said, I come to seek and to save that which was lost. I come to find a lost sheep. I come to find somebody that's not ready to meet God. I come to find somebody that don't, oh, hallelujah. I come to find somebody that's lost. I come to find somebody that's lost. And then he goes on to talk about the lady with the lost coin. She has 10 coins and she loses one because she pulls it out to count. How many of y'all ever done that? Been saving your pennies up and you ain't putting nothing in that bag or that jar, but you pull it out to count it one more time. Just to look at it, count. This is what this lady did. She had 10 coins, and obviously she pulled them out to count them. And she counts 9. She's been saving. I don't know what she was saving for, but they were important to her. They meant a lot to her. And she counts 9. And she says, oh, okay, no big deal. I'll make some more later when I work. And no, she didn't. She said, wait a minute. There's 9 here, and I know I had 10. And I know I didn't take these out of the house. That coin's laying around here somewhere. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible said, Jesus speaking said, she's going to light a candle, and she's going to sweep the house. She's going to clean that place from top to bottom. She's going to turn things over. She's going to pull things away from the wall. She's going to look under the bed. She's going to pull the dresser out. She's going to everywhere. She's going to shine the light into the darkest corners of her house and take the broom until she finds it. She's not quitting. She didn't go to bed that night. So I'll keep looking tomorrow. Oh, no, no, no. She looks until she finds it. Just like the shepherd that looked until he found the sheep. And then when he found it, he didn't kick it and say, you stupid sheep. You know how much time you've wasted me? Your 99 family members are miles from here. They used their heads. They stuck with the flock, and here you are. What you've done. Look at the mess you got yourself in. You crazy. No, that's not what the shepherd did. The shepherd found the sheep. Whew. And he, for joy, picked that thing up out of the mire that it was in, out of the mess that it was in, out of the place that it got in and it couldn't get out itself. He picks it up, puts it on his shoulders. Says, you're worn out and you can't make it, but I'm going to carry you where you need to be. And he carries it back. And when he gets back, he wakes his friends up, his neighbors up, and said, I found the one that was lost. I found him. It's time to rejoice. Let's have a party. Now it's time to run and shout and high five. Now it's time to have a good time because I found the one that was lost. Amen. It was a race against time, but I found him. I found him. Here he is. Here she is. I found the one that was lost, the one I went looking for. It's time to rejoice. The lady sweeps and looks with the light until she finds it. And then she goes and gets all of her neighbors. Let's rejoice. I found the coin. You may be here tonight and you may be in the house, but just because you're in the house doesn't mean everything's right. Just because the coin was in the coin was still lost in the house. I feel like there's somebody that's lost in the house tonight. And the Lord's got the light out. And he's got the broom out tonight. That's what this preacher's been doing with this Bible and the things that we've been preaching tonight. shining the light and sweeping, trying to find the one. Looking. Could I just encourage you tonight, don't shy away from the light. Amen. Don't duck away into that corner and try to stay hid. Sheep, don't waller down further in the mire when you hear the shepherd's voice calling and you see the light starting to shine. Oh, hallelujah. Make it easy on the one that's looking. You can call out, here I am. Every story I've ever read of those that have been lost or deserted, they put SOS signs out on the beach and they wave their shirt on the end of a stick. And when the planes fly over, they scream, they holler. Those that are lost at sea, they stand on the top of their raft and they scream and they wave, trying their best to get the attention of those that are looking for them because they're lost and they know it. Hallelujah. If you're lost tonight, you need to be reaching out. If you don't have the Holy Ghost tonight, the Bible says, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. That's not me saying that. That's what this book says. Hallelujah. You need to be reaching out tonight. You need to be calling out tonight. Oh, God. Come on, that's what's on his heart tonight. That's what's on his mind tonight. And I'm going to tell you, I can't just go on. I just can't preach something to make everybody shout and dance here tonight if there's somebody here that don't have the Holy Ghost. I can't overlook, man, the fact that there's somebody that's lost that needs God tonight, that needs that experience that'll take you all the way from earth to heaven tonight. We're living in the last days. We're living in the end times. We're living in, man, I'm telling you, the clock is running down, man. The hourglass is running out of sand tonight. I don't believe we've got much longer. You say, preacher, I've heard that all my life. Well, man, you're going to probably hear it till the day that Jesus comes, but I believe we're closer now than we've ever been before. The time is running out, man. And the shepherd, the good shepherd's looking tonight. He's searching. Because he cares. You might think it's good enough just to be in the house. But if you're not ready to meet Jesus, when he returns, you're still lost. You're lost in the house. The Holy Ghost is shining the light and sweeping the house tonight. Looking. He wants to find you. He wants to find you. Nothing is more important, and I'm almost through. Nothing's more important to Jesus than finding the lost. You know why? Because he's invested in the lost. We sang about the power that's in the blood tonight. The blood of Jesus Christ that flowed from his head where the crown of thorns were put. The blood that flowed from his back where he had been whipped. To where you couldn't probably even hardly recognize. The blood that flowed from his side when they stabbed him with the spear was for the lost. You and I have never done that much for the lost, but Jesus did. That's why the lost means so much to him. You and I can walk by the lost and not even think about it. But Jesus can't do that because he's invested in the lost. You and I see thousands of people sometimes on a daily basis. Just how much do we think about the lost? But it's on his mind and it's on his heart because there's still a lost soul. Oh, it's still a lost soul. He can't be satisfied as long as there's one lost. He can't be still as long as there's one lost. He's invested in the lost. I believe he remembers Calvary's hill. Every time he sees a lost soul, every time he sees a lost soul, he remembers the pain, the agony, the blood that flowed down the tree. I'm telling you, he's interested in the lost tonight. That's what he's doing tonight. I don't know where all your minds are tonight, sitting on the pew here in this church service, but where the Lord's mind is on the lost. I don't know what you were thinking before you walked through the doors tonight. I don't know what had you preoccupied, but what the Lord is preoccupied with tonight is the lost. There's still a lost one out there. There's still a lost soul out there. There's going to be a lost soul in the church house tonight, and I'm going to send a preacher to preach to them, let them know that I'm looking for them, that I'm interested in finding them, that I want to find them. Oh, God, he said there's joy, there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God when one. Just one. That's all it takes. And heaven gets happy. Whew. And they rejoice, the angels that are in the presence of God day and night. They start rejoicing when they see one lost one found. Oh, hallelujah. My. You want to make heaven happy tonight? Get filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Find your way to an altar and pray till you pray through speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives you utterance, and heaven's going to get happy. There's going to be some rejoicing happening like you've never seen before. Amen. Because the one lost is found. Oh, God. That's what is on his heart tonight. That's what he's worried about tonight. Romans 5:8-9. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's stand. I won't spend a lot of time on it, but after the lost coin, Jesus talks about what we call the prodigal son. And he says that boy got an attitude. Basically, he was telling his dad, I wish he was already dead. Give me my inheritance now. What would come to me when you passed on, I want it now. And he left. His daddy didn't hold that from him. He gave it to him. Let him go. God will never hold anybody that wants to go. God will never tie anybody up, chain them to a pew. And that boy left thinking of all the things that he was going to do. And he did everything he thought he was big enough to do. But it didn't take very long. All of his money was gone. Famine rose up in the land. He found himself doing the worst job that he could find himself doing. And while he's sitting there, the Bible says he comes to himself and realizes, you know what? I had it so good at Daddy's house. Daddy's servants are living far better than this. Here I am sitting in the pig pen. No money, no friends, no food to eat. I'm thinking about eating the pig's food. I'm so hungry. He said, you know what? I'm going to go back to Daddy's house and say, I'm not worthy to be your son for what I've done. Just make me as one of your servants. Because I realize now something that I didn't before. That just to be a servant in Daddy's house is so much better than any kind of position. I don't have to have a position. I don't have to have a name. I don't have just let me be a servant. I'm going to tell you, he thought those things, and then he said he got the courage up to start heading towards Dad's house. And the Bible tells me one thing about this father. No, he didn't go running to the pig pen. He didn't chase him down, but he was still looking for him. Because the Bible says when he was yet a great way off, his daddy saw him. He was looking down the road. Oh, because you know what was on his mind every day that that boy was gone was the lost son. When is he going to come back? When am I going to see him walking down that road? And he ran to meet him, Pastor Worse, the Bible says. He didn't say, yeah, you stink like a hog pen. Where you been? He didn't disdain him for the rags he was wearing. He didn't reprimand him. He hugged him. Oh, hallelujah. He kissed him. He said, oh, somebody bring some clothes. Bring some shoes to put on his feet. Give me that ring, that signet ring, that authority of my name. I'm putting it back on him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, well, this is the boy that was lost, but now he's found. He said, just make me a servant. He said, oh, no. You're my son. You have the authority again. You have the clothes, the shoes. Go kill the fatted calf. That calf that we've been fattening up to have a party with for a special occasion. Go kill it. Amen. We're going to have a feast tonight. Go tell everybody we're going to have a party tonight because my son that was lost, he's come home. He's found. I'm telling you, that's how much, amen, it means to God. When one is found that was lost, when one prays through, amen, and starts speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. Acts 2:38, that plan of salvation, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you. It's a promise from God to your children, to all that are afar off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's still a promise tonight. It can happen tonight in this house. Somebody can leave here found. Somebody can walk out of here knowing that I'm in the fold now. I'm not on the outside any longer. I'm not in the darkness any longer. But I'm here because the Lord came looking for me. The shepherd came looking for me. He found me. Let's pray. Come on, everybody, right now, let's pray. Let's pray. I don't feel like the Holy Ghost laid it on my heart to preach this for nothing tonight. I don't feel like God laid this on my heart to preach, amen, for nothing tonight. But there's somebody here that needs to hear the Word of God. There's somebody here. Oh, God, help us.